The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. And Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not shed its light, the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out his angels and gather the elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, at the gate. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But as for that day or hour, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Let me collect some thoughts from these strange readings which appear for us today in our liturgy about the end times and the abominations and the extraordinary happenings of the end times. First of all, to understand that all spirituality is incarnational, which means it depends on where you are in life. If you're elderly, like me, you pray as an elderly person. You experience God in the place you find yourself. If you're young, you pray in a different manner. 40 years ago, I prayed in a different manner than I pray now. I experience God in a different place than God appears to me now. If you're elderly, you're young, you're divorced, you're remarried, you're gay, you're wounded, wherever you are in your life, that's the place where you will experience the presence of God and develop a spirituality that's consistent with the place in which you find yourself in life. So you discover your spirituality in the place where you dwell. First important thing. The second thing that I'd like to mention is there are many ways to prepare a homily. There are books, many manuals written with homilies, very good homilies. My approach to homiletics is incarnational. I tend to try to proclaim what I myself have experienced. And therefore, they're confessional in that manner. It's good in some ways, it's limited, since my confessional homilies are of an elder, a celibate. I haven't experienced many of the wonders of life, and yet I have experienced wonders of life. It has its gift and it has its limitation. So keep that in mind. But my homilies come from life experience. The second thing to keep in mind is the ideal, when you hear the proclamation of the word, you will listen to it. You will try to understand this reading. But the ideal to bring the word of God to life is to experience the word of God in your own journey of life, wherever you find yourself. you're elderly, you're young, whatever condition in life, that's where you experience the living Word of God. Not in another place you might be, or you ought to be, or you think you should be. You experience the Word of God in the place you find yourself. And the ideal is to allow the Word of God to lead you. Listen to the Word of God. It will prompt you to think differently. It will prompt you to understand yourself and perhaps to understand life in a different way. So let the Word of God lead you when you reflect on God's revelation. The readings today deal with a branch of theology known as eschatology. Eschatos in Greek means the last. It's an adjective. It means the last things. And since we're coming to the end of a liturgical year, it deals with the last things. It's eschatology. And in eschatology, there are two branches. One is future eschatology, dealing with the second coming of Christ, spoken about in the readings here. Future eschatology, the end of the world, disposition of all things, the parousia, it's called the parousia, second coming of Christ. That's future eschatology. But then there is realized eschatology, which means it asks us to look at life in a deeper way, to see that everything is terminal, everything is passing. Realized eschatology, we cling to things, we hang on to things, as if they're going to last and last forever. Everything passes. That's realized eschatology. We tend to believe that things will go on and on. There was a fellow way back in President Nixon's time, Herbert Stein. He was an economist. And speaking about the economy, he was the one that made what's called Stein's Law. And Stein's Law says, if a thing isn't going to last forever, it will stop. It's so obvious, we forget about that. We think it's going to go on and on and on. We're going to be healthy forever. We're going to be achieving forever. We're going to reach for success, on and on and on. It will stop. And all the things we cling to, they will all pass away. That's realized eschatology. So let the Word of God come to life, and let the Word of God lead you to understand God's presence in your life. You pray in the place you find yourself in life. Sometimes your prayer will be profound and deep. It will be the prayer of a wounded person. It might be the prayer of somebody who is uncertain. It might be the prayer of somebody who is lonely. But each person has a unique prayer. And prayer is to pause and stop long enough to let God into your life. Just stop long enough to let Jesus Christ into your life. That's your prayer. Prayer is not what you do. Prayer is what you allow. You give time to God. You allow God into your life. So let the Word of God lead you. Realize eschatology. Now let me give you an example of this. 1 week ago yesterday, in a little village, a little townland in County Tipperary in Ireland, I celebrated a funeral of Father Dennis, very familiar to you, very endeared here at Holy Family. And we had four Holy Family members at the funeral,
Maxine Liggins, Christina Flores, and Ron and Tammy Gong. They represented this community in County Tipperary in Ireland. A small church, maybe a third the size of this church, not a large crowd, but a crowd that was bonded. And this is the place in which Father Dennis was born. And this is the place where we had his funeral. And in Ireland, we don't have caskets in Ireland, we have coffins. They're made of wood, they're much lighter. And after the funeral mass is finished, six men carry the coffin on their shoulders. Just as when Dennis was baptized, he was carried into that church. Now, when he died, he's carried out of that church. And then we went to the cemetery nearby, a place called Ardmail, where his family has various plots for burial. As is the tradition, the grave was open, and after we finished the prayers, we put the casket down, the coffin down into the thing, and then the family come around with four or five shovels and they fill in the grave. And the grave is complete. It's a stunning reminder of mortality. It's a teaching. It's a moment when the Word of God comes to life and said, everything is passing. This is mortality. This is the destiny of each and every person. It's a good thing to keep in mind. And I stood there and I remembered all the years we met when we were 18, roommates, classmates, ordained together, spent many years here at Holy Family, and now he's born into glory, and the things of this world have all passed away. Wow. What a reminder for us. And now we're coming into Thanksgiving and Christmas, and there's a danger that we're hanging on to stuff. We're hanging on to resentment. We're hanging on to a wound that we do not want healed. I want to remain angry. Not everybody wants to be healed. Is everything okay? It's fine. I said, okay? No. I don't want to be healed right now. I want to show you how wounded I am. And I'm going to hold that just to show you what you have done to me. Let it go. We're clinging to things. We have divisions in our families. We have human misunderstandings. Everything is passing. Be free. Let it go. Forgive the person. Be generous. Bless the person. Make Thanksgiving and make Christmas meaningful. And bring your spirituality, which is incarnational, bring it to life, clearly knowing that everything is passing. We're heavily weighed down by clinging to things of this world. And all the things you're clinging to in this world, they will all pass away. They will all go somewhere else, maybe beyond your control. Sometimes we think we can control things beyond our death. Foolish. You can't control anything beyond your death. So how do we get to this place and listen to a realized eschatology and say, I'm coming into Thanksgiving and Christmas, and my goodness, what an extraordinary opportunity to bring the Word of God to life. Be free to bless people, to give life, to lift people up, not weigh people down. How do you do that? So that Thanksgiving and Christmas will be meaningful and this word of God that led you to this place will come to life. T.S. Eliot, in his four quartets in Little Gidding, he says this: "We shall not cease from exploration. And the end of all our exploring will be to arrive at where we have first been and know the place for the first time. Return to where we started and know the place for the first time, because now we are enlightened." So we go exploring, and all the exploring leads us back to where we started. And because we're enlightened by eschatology, enlightened by the word of God, we will now know this place as if for the first time. Let the word of God come to life, my friends, in my life and in your life. The word of God will change us if we're open. Amen.